in our taping of Psalm 119, we now come to Tzade, verses 137 to 144. The psalmist begins in 137. Tzadik ata Adonai, v'yashar mishpatecha. Righteous, you are righteous, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Tzadik is an adjective, masculine singular, meaning righteous. Ata is the personal pronoun, second masculine singular. Historically, it was anta, becoming atta, where the nun assimilated into the tav, causing a doubling, a doggish forte in the tav. And then, of course, we have yod, he, vav, he. So you are righteous, O Lord, and upright. Ve-yashar, ve is just your conjunction. Yashar is an adjective meaning right. And mishpatecha is from the noun mishpat, meaning judgment. And notice we have a segol yod, making it a masculine plural noun in construct with cha, the second masculine singular pronominal suffix. So the psalmist here is writing that you, how the Lord is righteous. He's right in everything that he does, and his judgments are right. They're fair. His judgments in terms of human relationships are right. They're not wrong. They're straight. They're fair in their dealings with others. And so he goes on in 138. Tzivita tzedek edotecha ve'amuna me'od. You have commanded your testimonies and exceeding and faithfulness exceeding. Or you have commanded your testimonies in righteousness. Tzedek. We probably should understand the preposition in understood before it said it. So you are in righteousness. You have commanded your testimonies in righteousness, in the fact that they are right again in what they say, the amuna and exceeding faithfulness. Amuna is a noun meaning faithfulness. Notice Siviti is the PL perfect, second masculine singular from Sava. The Hirik under the Tzadi, followed by the doubling of the Vav, shows us that we're looking at a PL stem. And the Hirik Yod is introducing the affix Ta, which is your second masculine singular affix to this. So you have commanded. Sava originally is a lamed hey verb. Originally it was a lamed yod, and that yod has reappeared. So you are righteous, or you have commanded, I should say, your testimonies in righteousness. Tzedek is just a noun meaning righteousness. And edotecha is the noun meaning testimony, and it comes from eda, eda meaning testimony. So basically what it is saying, simply you are righteous, or you have commanded in righteousness your testimonies. Eda, by the way, with the ot, shows that we are looking at a feminine plural noun followed by the segol yod, which puts it in construct with ha, again the pronominal suffix second masculine singular. So you have commanded in righteousness your testimonies and exceedingly faithfulness. Ve is the conjunction and amuna means faithfulness. And ma'od is an adverb meaning exceedingly. And so, basically, amuna, by the way, is simply a feminine singular noun meaning faithfulness. So what the psalmist is saying is you've commanded your testimonies so that they would be righteous, right, and with exceeding faithfulness. Faithfulness to God's own character and faithfulness to who He is in everything that He has commanded His people to do, us as His people. So we can trust on them. And He's exceedingly faithful to fulfill what He has commanded, that is the promises of keeping His commandments. He has promised to fulfill in faithfulness. And then in the next verse, Simatatni kin ati, ki shachachu devarecha tsarai. My zeal has put an end to me, or has undone me, so to speak, for my adversaries have forgotten your words. Notice in the first word of 139, we have the verb here, and when you look at the way that it is, the way that it appears, notice the root of this verb is tsa-ma, or tsa-mat, which means to bring to an end, or put to an end. And tsa-mat actually is the root, with a final top, tsa-mat, to bring to an end. And notice, it means to annihilate, or put an end to. And here we have a PL, perfect, second masculine singular from tsamat, with a pronominal suffix, first common singular in the E. Notice, my zeal, it has undone me. I said second person. Actually, we're looking at a third feminine in tsimatatni, because zeal is feminine, and the verb here is a third feminine singular. The final hey has changed to a tav prior to the pronominal suffix in the e. And so, my zeal, and notice, kin-ati is the noun that means zeal from kin-a. And so, my zeal and kin-a is a feminine noun that is in construct now, having the final tav instead of the final hey, followed by the first common singular pronominal suffix in the E. So my zeal has undone me, or put an end to me, or annihilated me. In other words, my zeal for your word has almost done me in, I believe is the idea. Why? Ki, and ki here is a causative conjunction, because shachachu, they have forgotten. Notice, shachach means to forget, and shachachu is the kal perfect third common plural from shachach. They have forgotten. Who has forgotten? Sarai, my adversaries have forgotten. And sarai is a noun that means adversaries. Notice the I ending is the pronominal suffix put on plural nouns, so that what we have here is a plural. adversaries in the noun with the pronominal suffix in the kamatsyot. So my adversaries have forgotten your words. Devarecha. The noun is davar, meaning word. And again, we have a plural noun, masculine plural, in construct with cha, with the segol yod again. So your words, they have forgotten, that is, my adversaries have forgotten your words. And because of that, my zeal has annihilated me. My zeal has almost exhausted me, put an end to me, because I've been so zealous for your word, and I'm so troubled that it has been forgotten by my adversaries. That's the point that the psalmist is making here. I'm reminded of the Lord Jesus. The zeal of the Lord's house had eaten him up. The zeal for it, when he saw how it was being abused and misused in John chapter 2. And he goes on then to say in verse 140, Serufa imratecha me'od. Your word is tried exceedingly. Ve'abdecha aheva. And your servant loves it. Notice Serufa is from the root Saraf, and it means to smelt or to refine. And it is a cow passive participle, third feminine singular. Notice the shurik after the resh gives it away as a passive participial form. And the ha makes it a third feminine singular, the ha affix. So your your word is tried. In other words, it is smelted. It is refined. And imratecha is from imra. It is a feminine noun in construct with ha. Again, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, and the adverb ma'od. So your word exceedingly is smelted or refined, meaning your word is completely free of any dross. And certainly as we study God's word, we can believe that. It's free of dross. We can't say that about the human word, but we can say that about God's word. And that's why we need to meditate upon it and spend time in the scriptures, because they are refined without dross. And their goal in the New Testament, according to the New Testament, is to bring us to Christ so we can worship the perfect God-man with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Ve'adecha aheva. And your servant loves it. Notice, avdecha is from the noun eved, meaning servant. And here it's in construct, becoming avd with cha. Again, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. Ve is just a conjunction. And your servant loves it. Aheva is from the root ahav, to love. And here we have a cow perfect, third masculine singular, with a pronominal suffix, third feminine singular. And notice the ah with the dog with the dot in the hay, saying simply, your servant loves it, that is, referring back to God's word, which is feminine. One of the most important things that we can do is to love the word of the Lord. Love it, spend time with it, because it is tried. And it really, as Christian, brings us to Christ. And all the more we should love the Hebrew scriptures that point to our Lord and worship Him in our study. And then in 141, he goes on, Sa'ir anochi v'nivze pikudecha lo shechachti. I am small and despised. I am small and despised. Yet your precepts, I have not forgotten. Notice sa'ir is an adjective meaning small, insignificant. And anochi is the personal pronoun, first common singular. The ve is just your conjunction. And nivze is from the root baza, which means to despise. And notice, is despised. I am small and despised. Nivze is looking at the psalmist himself, who feels that he is despised. And notice the root is vaza, to despise. And it is a nifel participle, masculine singular from baza. And notice when we think of the nifel participial form, we have a nun prefix here. And this is what this is showing us. So I'm small and I am despised. It's a passive idea. Yet your precepts, pikudecha, I have not forgotten. Pikud is the noun that means precepts, pikud, or precept. And notice with the segol yod, it's a plural masculine noun in construct with cha. Again, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. Lo is just your negative particle. And shachakti is from the root shachach, to forget. It is the kal perfect first person singular from shachach. So I am small and insignificant, or despise. But yet, in spite of that, I have not forgotten your precepts. How we need this kind of thought. We might feel that we're insignificant among other people, for example. But the good news is, as the psalmist is saying, that even though we might be small and despised in the world, we can love and not forget the Lord's precepts. Jesus says, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, in the upper room discourse. And he encourages his followers and us as his disciples to be encouraged, even in the midst of feeling small. But in light of that, let us spend our time meditating on the word of the Lord and keeping his Torah, keeping his laws, because as we do it, we will find joy. And that is what Jesus is teaching. And of course, one of his great commandments is that we love one another. And so we might feel small in our eyes, or in the eyes, feel small and be small, and even not be esteemed at all, to be despised in this world. And yet we can be of good cheer, because if we don't forget the God, the Lord's precepts, we have a blessing here, that we can know that he honors that, and he looks favorably at that. So then as we go on in 142, Tzidkatecha tzedek le'olam, v'toratecha emet. Your righteousness is everlasting, is righteousness forever. Notice, Tzidkatecha is from tzidka, meaning righteousness, a feminine singular noun, with the aha ending becoming with, or ending up with the tav, tzidkat, in construct again, with the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular in the cha. So your righteousness is righteousness, tzedek means righteousness, forever, le'olam, literally to the age, or we could translate it forever. In other words, the Lord's righteousness is eternal. And when we attach ourselves to it and to studying it and to doing it, we're attaching ourselves to that which is eternal, as the Lord Himself is eternal. V'toratecha emet, and your Torah is truth. The veh is just your conjunction here, and toratecha is from the noun Torah, meaning law or instruction, and notice the tab puts it in construct with the cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So your Torah or your law is, emet, is a noun that means truth, masculine singular. And so what a beautiful encouragement that the Lord's instruction is truth. And I'm reminded of the Lord Jesus, who said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. As we study the true Word of God, it takes us to the one who is true, and who is truth. And as Christians, that being the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Torah, we can rely upon it. It's true. It's without error. It doesn't lead us astray, like human documents can. And then he goes on in 143, Tsar umatsok metsauni, trouble and anguish have overtaken me or have found me. Mitzvotecha, but your commandments are my sha'ashu'ai, are my delight. Notice, sar is a noun that means distress or something like straits. I feel hemmed in or distress. And matzok has the same meaning. U is just your conjunction. Matzok again is a noun meaning straits or distress. So we might translate this straits and distress, and then have found me. Notice, metsauni is from matzah, to find, a lamed aleph verb, and it is a cow perfect third common plural from matzah, followed by the ni and the pronominal suffix first common singular in e. The noon being a hinge that takes us to that pronominal suffix after a vowel. So distress and anguish, or distress and feeling hemmed in, have found me, meaning have overtaken me. They've come to me and found me out, so to speak, and overtaken me. Yet, understood, mitzvotecha is from mitzvah, meaning commandment. And mitzvot is a feminine plural noun. And notice we have a segol yod, which puts it in construct with the pronominal suffix cha. So, your commandments, or the commandments of you, are my delight. Sha'ashu'ai is from sha'ashu'im, which means delight. It's actually a plural noun, and here it has the I, the kamatz yod suffix, put on a plural noun. So your commandments are my delights. In other words, I love to be in them. They're not harsh and hard. They're a delightsome thing for me to meditate on your commandments. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. It's not a a heavy yoke in Matthew 9. And we need to take delight in the Torah of the Lord, in the commandments of the Lord. I'm reminded of Psalm chapter 1. In His Torah is His delight. Uvtorato, and as a result, he meditates, yage yomam balayla, because he takes, the psalmist takes delight in the word of the Lord and in His commandments. His commandments are not grievous, they're joyful for us. And so this is an encouragement that we can get about staying in the word of God, keeping His commandments, for they can be delights to our heart when we may feel hemmed in with the struggles of life and with what's going on, and when they have found us, so to speak, or overtaken us. We can take solace in the delight of the Lord's commandments. And then finally, in 144, Tzedek Eirotecha Le'olam, Habineini ve'echye. Your testimonies are righteous le'olam, for the age, or forever. Give me understanding. Habineini ve'echye, and I shall live. Tzedek is just the noun meaning righteous. In other words, your testimonies are righteousness. And edotecha is from eda, a noun, but it becomes edot in the feminine plural. And notice here, it's in construct with cha, preceded by the tzigol yod. So your testimonies are right and are righteousness forever. The ulam means forever. Notice, la is just your preposition. Olam means to the age, literally, or hence meaning forever. And then finally, give me understanding and I shall live. Habineini vechye. Habineini is from the root bin, to have under, to understand, a biradical root with a hirik yod. And notice, the he introduces a hifil. So it's a hifil imperative, a second masculine singular from bin with a pronominal suffix, first common singular. So give me understanding. And the e is just your pronominal suffix, first common singular, onto this hifil imperative, second masculine singular. So you give me understanding, and I shall live. The ve is just your simple conjunction, and echye is from chaya, to live. And notice we have a kal imperfect first common singular from chaya, to live. So give me understanding. Your testimonies are righteous forever. It's like the Lord Himself, who is eternally righteous. And so I want to live in obedience to your Torah, in obedience to your teachings. So give me understanding of them, that I might live, or and I will live. To understand the word of the Lord and to do it is really to bring life. Often people think that life comes by doing other things rather than the word of the Lord. But what we're finding in this great text is, as the more we understand of God's word, the more life it brings to us. So we're to know it in a deeper way, and as we know it in a deeper way, it brings us closer to Christ, our Lord and Savior, in that wonderful relationship with Him that brings life, because He said, I am life. In me you find life. And so let us spend time in the Word of God, pray for understanding, that we can grow in our faith, and as Christians in the Lord Jesus, as disciples of Christ, in the Lord Jesus and develop that spiritual vitality that He alone can give us.